Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
So we have clarity. So I guess this show has to apologize to somebody that was brought into the conversation.
Don't let me into this. I'm the meat man. I would never, ever cast aspersions on Penix.
Yeah, I don't want him to be blaming us. So, Bo, sorry about that. Apparently, a caller has called in, Mike, and said it was Drew Butler.
The Butler did it.
Who was the person this morning who was saying Tyler Shook is better than Michael Penix. I don't want to go there quite yet. We're going to have plenty of time to say who's better, who's not, in regards to Penix and his peers. I said to Mike last week, I'm just frustrated that we are still having the conversation about are we set or not at quarterback when you see these other teams. Patriots, set. Broncos, set.
How about Liam Cohen getting more out of Trevor Lawrence has gone on a three-game heater right now that is just insane. His third down completion percentage, you can look it up. It is just mind-blowing. He's, you know, talking about being in a zone, and that's something, you know, look, I'm not saying Penix Jr. can't ever be that guy, but we're seeing coaches in the first year. Ben Johnson, how many guys are ready to run Caleb Williams out of Chi-Town in one season?
That's true.
And you're seeing, how about, and we've got a million things to talk about from the weekend, but my God, Saturday after the college football playoffs, to watch the Bears come back and beat the Packers, and I think the percentage of win was like 1 or 3, like 1, 2, or 3%.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And then Caleb Williams with the bomb to win it.
It was probably the most exciting moment, I think, for the NFL over the weekend in the fashion that they won. And Bears fans are losing their minds, and rightfully so. They were down 10, Mike, and they make that play with 24 seconds of play to tie it. And then it goes into overtime, and Caleb throws that 50-yard bomb.
And, of course, you know, I mean, you know the onside kick is coming. Now with the new format, you have to declare it.
Correct.
And you still get it. And, I mean, look, I don't know what's going on. With the Packers, you know, Matt LaFleur is starting to get some heat. But that, I mean, talk about a special teams not being prepared for an onside kick. They look like they had never seen one before.
I know. I just don't think we see it as much. And so teams don't, maybe they don't practice it as much as they used to. Because I mean, we just don't see it as often as we used to.
I mean, the Bears just, I mean, to win that game in that fashion, just mind-blowing. And then, you know, it was a great game yesterday. Controversial ending with the Steelers and the Lions. The Ravens, I don't know what you thought, the refs. Did you see last night, New England's got, I think it was Boutte, got mugged, and there's no flag. Pass interference, it's bad enough that they've screwed this thing up now going on 10 years, but now you don't even know as a fan what to expect, what's going to be called and what isn't as pass interference.
No, it's tough, man. Steelers, by the way, to Mike's point, 9-6. They've won 3 straight, but let's talk about the end of this game. There were 2 game-winning touchdowns called back. it's probably the most controversial moment of the season because I think they got these calls right, but because they're at home, it's Detroit, and Mike, it felt like, uh-oh, the officials made a mistake. There was one call where there was a push-off, okay, offensive pass interference. You see it. It's blatant when you see it on the replay. The other call will be in question, but I want you to hear Aaron Rodgers talk about it because he's seen a lot of football, and then we'll let you hear what Dan Campbell said about this wild ending.
I was trying to read Carl's lips and see what he was saying, and I saw him mouth OPI end of the game, so I felt pretty confident that was what was going to happen, but you never know. It's more time, and like I said, I was there for the Fail Mary game. I was standing from me to you from the replacement refs as they caved to the pressure of an angry Seattle field when that was obviously not simultaneous possession. So I was glad that it ended up like that. Wild game. Glad we're on top.
That was when he was with the Packers.
Right. Replacement
Seattle.
Refs.
That's right.
That's when the refs were on strike.
And so he's talking about that moment. All right. So he's saying OPI. He said, I'm trying to read the official. He's talking about Carl, the official. I'm trying to read his lips to say, and I saw him say OPI, offensive pass interference. That's when he said he felt like the game was in hand. By the way, 4th and 1 is brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Mike, Dan Campbell, Lions, again, tough situation now. Their odds, I think, of making the playoffs are slim to none, and Slim just left town. But here's what Dan Campbell said about the ending with the refs.
I mean, I don't even want to get into it, you know, because it's not going to change anything. We still lost. You know, it's, you know, you think you score, you don't score. And then, you know, you think you're going to have another play. Replay it or back it up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One more shot and it doesn't. And that's just, I guess that's the way it's written in the rule book. So that's frustrating. But there again, it should never come to that. We had our opportunities. We weren't able to put it in before that play.
Yeah, I saw Rex Ryan this morning on ESPN losing his mind. He felt that there was the previous play before that, the Tesla, you know, he's pronounced Tesla, where he got an interference, and he felt that it was the Steeler player that initiated the contact. So he just thought the refs got that final call right, but it was a preceding call that should have put them right there on the goal line or in better position.
Okay.
Either way, the refs are too big a factor this week, too big a factor this season, and there's just no consistency. But the Lions, how much do they miss Ben Johnson? You chalk that up to Ben Johnson not being there in the flow of the offensive play calling?
Well, remember, Dan Campbell, was calling plays at one point this season. So, I don't know if he still is. Is he still? Yeah, Mike. I got to chalk that up to Ben. I mean, like, I get it. You feel like I can do this and I'll take it over and we're not going to change too much of what we've been doing. But this is the brilliance of all these OCs. And I've been saying this. I said it when Kyle was here. It's the flow of the game and having a sense of when you need to run certain things and setting teams up for not now, for the fourth or the third quarter when you want to go to something and they're going, hey, we know this play, and then it's something completely different, and you go, damn, we didn't know that play. Mike, that's the brilliance of this. There is a flow to this. These guys, they think differently. Big Red, Andy Reid, right. They think differently, man. And when things are flowing and their offenses are going the way they should, it's hard to stop. And that is something that gets us back to our OC. There has not been that kind of flow. There have been moments where the offenses look good, Mike, But I've never felt like this entire season where we've done a series or a set of plays in one quarter and you go, man, that looked really good. And then we completely do something different to throw the defense off. That's not been there.
And every time I start to feel good about, you know, Zach Robinson, the play calling, because, again, we've had this debate with Dave Archer when he's been on and we've talked about it. There's been times where he dials up great plays, players don't execute. There's also times he doesn't dial up great plays. So, I mean, there's enough blame to go around. But just when I'm starting to feel good, I thought the rhythm of the play calling, getting Pitts involved, you know, the way he balanced Tyler Allgeier with Bijan, you know, Bijan in the passing game, that was great. And then we dial it. Now here's the big moments. 4th and 1. What do you got for me? What the blank is that? You know what I mean? It's like, you know, it's like, what? This is what you came up with. This is what we're going to roll with. Okay. You know, just, I've never seen motion men, you know, making contact, you know, with the court and blowing things up like it's happened with us. So that, but that is also part of the play. It takes, there's three parts. There's the play call, right? You know, the play's going to do their job, the execution. You know, the defense has something to say about it too. But I mean, there's still just enough where I'm still not sold on Zach Robinson.
Meanwhile, Ravens are 7-8. They got a 9% chance to make the playoffs. which again, you start about the Patriots, by the way, you want an example. All right. And this is why we complain and talk about, you know, our team the way we do. Last two seasons prior to this year, they were 4-13. They are 12-3 now. And we know beating the Ravens, and that's why I bring the Ravens up, beating the Ravens, Mike, sets them up for not only being AFC East champs, but the AFC may go through New England.
Well, New England, and this was a great factoid. I don't think we've talked about this. You may have brought this up on the national show, but I don't think we talked about it here. The fact that the Patriots' winning percentage of their opponents is god-awful. It's the easiest schedule in the league.
It is.
Off a 4-win team last year for New England. So this was the first time because, you know, they leaked against Buffalo. They blew the lead and they were talking about it. And it looked like, oh, wow, here they're going up against the, you know, Ravens in Baltimore. And this one's going to be too difficult. They pulled it out. The Drake May throw to like the 4th-string wide receiver.
Incredible.
I mean, this guy, I mean, you see it. You see the brilliance. You see him stepping up in the big moments. You know, when he has a bad moment, like an interception, he shrugs it off. And that was just something to see. Diggs had a monster night. 9 for 138. He's like a hype man, one-man gang. Mac Hollins getting involved. Austin Hooper is still playing in this league.
He is.
I think that was the grittiest win I've seen from the Patriots all season.
I agree. Now, I still like the Bills in a playoff situation because I believe in Josh more than I do Drake May right now in his career. The Bills are 11-4 on the season, obviously, 6-1 at home. They are still fighting for potential home field advantage. Obviously, you got to talk about the Broncos as well, but I just think if you're going to say, hey, the Falcons, why do you guys think the Falcons should be good? Because you saw two seasons prior to this, the Patriots were the worst or one of the worst teams.
Right.
And they've turned that around with a new head coach and basically a quarterback that's in his second year that's just flourished. And all of a sudden now, you know, they're talking about, all right, here they come again. I know you guys are tired of them. The new-look Patriots with a new quarterback and a new coach who's familiar with what New England's all about.
You know what stat they popped last night on NBC?
What's that?
Referring last time the Patriots came back from 11 points or more.
Here we go.
In a fourth quarter. You care to make a guess, Oren? Super Bowl 51.
They made the reference?
Yeah. And Tirico kind of, before Collins first could say anything. And I know for some fans, that's hard to, that's a bitter pill. Thanks, Mike.
He's trying to console everybody.
Thanks,
before.
Mike. Atlanta. That's us. That'd be us. So, yeah, man, you know, but Drake May, he's showing you what he's got. Caleb Williams in the second year. Fair or unfair with Penix Jr. That's why I said, look, if you believe in Penix Jr., draft him, start him, and let him work, and we'll just take our lumps in year one. And then, and again, the injury happened, so it's now it's a moot point. But that was a thing. But then people will say, wait a minute, you drafted a guy with two knee operations. He hasn't been able to finish his season. You know, but 5 of 8 of his last years, he hasn't been able to finish. So there's a big risk involved there. So maybe you drafted the wrong guy. Maybe you should have taken Bo Nix. You know, the only guy right now in that draft class that he's better than, that's definitive, is J.J. McCarthy.
No doubt. And when
that's
you
just because of lack of sample size.
Yeah, that's all it is. I mean, look, if you talk about, again, arm talent and all the things that people care about in the league, Penix is right up there. But he just hasn't produced and played enough for me to say he's better than this guy or that guy. Now, look, if Tyler Shook turns the Saints around next year and they go to playoffs, then that's a different conversation.
Mm.
But that's a bad football team, and he's throwing it 40-some-odd times. Right. They're just trying to get a feel of whether he can do it or not.
I mean, look, Kellen Moore was brought in to, you know, to develop a quarterback, and they've won 3 games in a row with the guy. Yeah. So we'll see.
All right, man, we got plenty more to dive into. We'll give you the picks of the week. Terrible weekend for me. I knew I should have picked Ole Miss.
Yeah, we got spooked by Ole Miss. We'll explain.
All right. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.